I don't understand.
Yeah.
I want to talk about this story when we come back from break. That is just amazing. Do you remember? Well, let's talk about it now. Nick Cannon. You know Nick Cannon?
Oh, yeah.
Nick Cannon, yes.
Nick Cannon was married to Mariah Carey.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And then he was hosting America's Got Talent. And then one year he wore a turban.
Yep.
And then the turban became his thing. And then he's not married to Mariah Carey anymore. And he just basically began to unwind. And then sometime last year, Nick Cannon was fired from everything, including his upcoming talk show that was supposed to come out, because Nick Cannon made some remarks on a podcast about Jews. What about Hebrews? And he was saying that that the Jews control the media. And let me see if I can find it. Cannon was on with Professor Griff from Public Enemy, who also was kicked out of Public Enemy back in, I want to say, it was the 80s or the early 90s.
And not an actual professor.
I'm not 100% sure on that. He was kicked out because he said some stuff about Jewish people as well, as he calls it, the truth. He said he's now hated because he told the truth.
Nick Cannon was also saying that the white man was a savage.
Yes, he called man a savage. He said that the Jews were controlling Hollywood and controlling the media. And, you know, he said a bunch of things that really bothered a lot of people. And in these days, that's what you get canceled for. That's when they come out and they say, okay, no more Nick Cannon. So he disappeared. He lost his job on the radio. And they canceled his upcoming talk show. And that's it. Well, yesterday I read that Nick Cannon's coming back to the radio to do a morning show. And I don't care. But then again, his comments weren't, other than calling me a savage, I don't really care about that. His comments really weren't about me. His beliefs about Jews being horrible people and controlling the media and keeping him down and all that stuff, that's doesn't really relate to me, so I'm not that mad. But I am surprised that somebody who got in trouble a couple of times now is able to yet get another chance. At the same time, do you know the story about the announcer? I don't know how to, I would assume his last name is pronounced Fock. It's F-O-C-K-E. John Fock?
No.
John Fock had been indefinitely suspended, and yesterday he was officially fired because of something that he tweeted. We hear that a lot. People tweet things out, and they get fired for their tweets because the tweets don't go away. And people can go back and dig through your timeline, find something, take it out of context, and you can get fired for it. John Fock deleted this tweet right after he noticed he had made a mistake. The tweet says, "Shot making in this jazz-N-word game is awesome. N-I with the hard R and an S is what he wrote. Murray and Mitchell going back and forth. What a game." Does that make sense to anybody?
No.
Shot making in this jazz-N-word game is awesome.
But how are you saying he spelled it?
N-I-G-G-E-R-S.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. You said before I thought. Okay.
Wasn't it nice?
I mean, not going to, but it just makes sense if I'd say it. It says, "Shot making in this jazz-N-word game is awesome. Murray and Mitchell going back and forth. What a game." He tweeted that out. So what he wrote was, what he meant to write was, "Shots making in this Jazz Nuggets game is awesome." And for some reason, the N-word came out. Whether he was typing and it auto-spelled or he hit the wrong thing. But there's no way that that makes sense if he writes Jazz-N-word game. Clearly, that was an unfortunate accident.
But
yes, Carmen, go ahead and say why that popped up.
Because you're going to say that autocorrect in his phone knew to change it to that.
Yes.
That doesn't matter. You don't think I've ever typed that for one reason or another? I'm quoting somebody. I'm saying, you know, I mean, there could be one reason or another why this guy is typing that. Maybe he's saying, hey, this was this guy's comment after the game. This was something that I saw on TV.
But it proves that he's used that word.
He's not using it. He's typing it. That would prove that he typed it.
He's using it. Typing it is the same.
But you have no reason, no idea why he was using it.
It doesn't matter because he is a white man. And when you use that word, regardless, it's in your personal life.
Well, I just used it.
In a professional manner.
But I just used it.
And because of the cancel culture and the way things work, that aligns with the fact that he has used this word before as a white man. We don't know in what terms or how it's been used.
Yeah, but that's what's important.
But the fact that he's used it and his autocorrect recognizes it and changed it to that, that is why he's going to get canceled for
all right,
it.
Hold on a second.
I'm typing right now.
Yeah, me too.
I put in ing and it says night nights, and then I put another g in there and it says nuggets. Mine actually says nuggets. It says night and nuggets.
I got joggers.
So the fact that mine says nuggets could be the reverse if I put in nuggets.
How many times have you typed nuggets?
Not a lot.
I type it a lot. Chicken nuggets.
I have no idea why that would show up. But here's the other thing is, he may have totally made a mistake. But he also may be using that as a derogatory term for not only black people, but for the Nuggets players. And since they both have double G's in it, it's like, I'm going to call them this because it's, you know, Nuggets, but we'll call them the blanks. You know what I mean?
It's worse that he didn't just delete the tweet after.
He did. He immediately deleted it.
But somebody screened it.
So, yeah, and even Giannis had Hornets Radio announcer had an unfortunate typo. Like, people are acknowledging that it was a typo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that is career and personal suicide if you send that tweet out. And I don't know this guy at all. He may be a hood-wearing Klansman. I have no idea. But my gut tells me the fact that he was trying to write N-U-G-G-E-T-S and something else came out, that it was clearly a mistake.
But
I mean, what if he hit N-I-G-G-E-T-S and the phone just changed it and he didn't check it?
That's the problem. If you're in the social media eye, if you have a platform the way he does, you have to reread your tweets.
I never reread my tweets.
I know,
it's clear.
But I mean, how many times when you do that, if you make a mistake or spell something wrong, how many of the same comments do you get over and over?
He actually said this. He said, quote, I tried to type it, and obviously I mistyped the word nuggets, and I did not reread it. Which, as you know, that's rule number one if you're working in the media. And unfortunately, I didn't because I was trying to get it up fast as possible, and I hit send.
So he
acknowledges, yeah, you're supposed to read your tweets and make sure. Who knows what the deal is with this guy. Like we said, we don't know. It seems like it was an accident. It seems like plausible that it was totally an accident. But he may just be, like you said, wearing a hood and being like, I'm going to tweet this.
And using that word loosely.
Yeah, he may have been boozing it up and was like, yeah.
But this incident aside, do any of you guys feel like you need to be more defending of this kind of stuff? Not this in particular, but because, you know, I could probably bet money that all of us have said something in the past that we could be canceled for. And it's scary to think that, you know, this is obviously a word you never want to use. But if it's like something misogynistic or sexist,
how many times on this show have we all said something and totally not meaning it in one way, but it definitely has another meaning, and one of us goes, whoa.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. It's like, you know, it makes me feel like we should be, I mean, not, like I said, not this particularly, but maybe we should defend more your ability to say things in this kind of context being in the media, because, you know, I'm getting to the point where it's like, I feel like it's only a matter of time before the other foot drops.
Anyway, we talk about Dave Mishkin a lot, the announcer for the Lightning. And to my knowledge, Dave Mishkin has never done anything remotely racist. I've never heard him make any jokes. I've never heard him say anything off color. I never heard him say anything hateful. Nothing to make me think that Dave Mishkin might be a racist. He sends a type out by accident. We forgive him or we fire him.
He gets fired.
If you look at the keyboard, the U is right next to the I.
Of course, you can fat finger it, but everybody's saying that when they tried it, they didn't get that word. He must have fat fingered two letters.
But also, I've heard reports about the iPhone doesn't have that in their dictionary. So if you try to write it, like, you almost have to add it or have used it before and have, you know how, like, on the very left, if you type a word wrong, but you want to keep it that way.
Right.
So this is the report that I've heard. I don't know this to be true, but Apple does not recognize that word. So in order to use it, you either have to put it in your dictionary, have used it before, click that left button, or so on. It just won't pop up.
But that's the thing is, like,
he might have typed it by accident.
Yeah, and it's we're arguing semantics at that point. You know what I mean? Like, now what? You have to depend on your device to, you know, edit you or
the I and the U are next to each other. Okay, so he hits N-I-G-G, and the E and the R are next to each other. He had two fat finger mistakes. And maybe he was in a hurry.
Well, this was my point. Is I just typed it and it automatically changed it to bigger because it does not recognize that as a word. So you specifically have to use it and accept it.
Be careful! I wouldn't even type it. I don't know what you're doing over there.
Well, no,
yeah, you used it.
I didn't send it. I just wanted to see if Apple would recognize
just practicing.
It. So, but yeah. I'm just saying, to that point, for it to be a mistake, you can't mistakenly type that if you haven't used it prior.
But that's the thing. Like, yeah, Carmen, we just did it to you. We just said you used the word. You typed it in. You didn't send it anywhere. But now we could say that you've typed it into your phone.
But you don't know that.
So if it ever goes out. You just said it.
The other thing,
I'm a liar.
The other thing, and this guy is saying that he actually typed it, whatever. But Barry on Twitter said, "Don't forget about talk to text. That messes up all the time."
Oh, totally.
Yeah. You know, so totally. If you were doing
look, I don't know this guy. The guy could be a full on
right.
He could be calling the Nuggets that all the time in his private life and made a huge mistake. It just seems like this is something that absolutely could happen by accident, and the fact that this guy has lost his career over it is ridiculous to me. And then Nick Cannon is being given back his show. Also, I don't care about that, but
do you think there's a reason
why
one is excused over the other? Or
I don't, because I don't think anybody was really that mad at Nick Cannon. I think the company was like, we should probably be safe. Let's wait a little while. And then they waited, and they were like, all right, nobody cared. And this guy, the same thing. They should have said they suspended this guy. They should have brought him back, and he should have said the same thing on the air. I made a terrible mistake with my fingers. It was a physical mistake, not a mental thing. And I apologize, and I will have learned to reread my, you know, and have maybe a player or two speak on his behalf. Say, hey, man, he's a good guy. And, you know, unless he's not.
Yeah.
Right.
Unless he's not. Like the players may not like him and they may not know him, or I don't know the guy, so it's hard for me to stick up for him. It just seems like this is an unfortunate but obvious mistake.
When you see all the ways that the phone could mistype that, you think he could get the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
Just based
not
on
anymore.
That. Would it change if he was saying Nuggets and he accidentally slipped and he said it verbally, would that make a difference? Would that be more, you know?
I don't know. I think it'll probably be worse because then you say, hey, you know, maybe so used to saying that word.
But that's the thing is, like, you can rationalize it either way. You know, you could say, oh, he just slipped because it's, you know, the words sound so similar. Or you could say he's such a racist that
the words don't sound. The words don't sound
like you can use it for typing because of the letters being close together. But that's a big jump from word to word. Vocally,
when I see it, I know that sports guys, especially when they're live tweeting events, they're trying. Those beat writers are trying to get the information out quicker than the other beat writer from the other newspaper or the other. Like, that's the whole point, is to try and get the tweet out first when you're covering live sports. So that's why I'd give them the benefit of the doubt, especially when the U and the I are right next to each other on that damn keyboard.
Racists do that too. They try and get their racist stuff out.
They want to be the first.
Like, I got a good one. Hey, what if we call the Nuggets this? No.
I just think that's really unfortunate. It really is for this guy, and I don't know him. I wish I did so he could say, "Oh, come on, you know, Rock Riley's not racist." You know, if it was somebody here,
it's like that other guy, the baseball announcer who got busted, but he was thought he was off mic and was saying derogatory stuff about gay people. Like, that clearly, you go, yeah, that guy doesn't like gay people, and he's letting people know, and he thought he was off mic. That guy gets fired.
That guy said, we have proof that he said it.
Right. This guy, definitely could have been an accident. Wish we knew him so we could say, oh, no, I know for sure that he's racist. Or I've never heard him say anything bad, you know.
Now,
who knows?
Is he able to ever come back from this, ever, like in 5 years?
I think so. I think that most people are looking at this going, it's unfortunate, but it's a mistake.
Right, like he can work behind the scenes for another commentator or help somebody else, but, you know, to be in the forefront, we'll have to wait a few years.
Let me grab this phone call because this could be very interesting. Charles, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Good, Charles. What do you got?
So, you guys are talking on the assumption, I think, that he would have an iPhone. What if he does not have an iPhone? What if he has an Android device of some kind, and that spell check might work differently?
Do we know that he even did it mobily? What if he was on a laptop?
Yeah, he might be on a laptop or something like that. And the other thing is, is he a guy that does sports commentary? This is what he does for a living.
He is the radio announcer. He's the radio announcer for the team.
For the Hornets.
So common sense being prevailing here, you know, nobody in their right mind, if you're a commentator commentating on an NBA team, which is, you know, predominantly black, you wouldn't say something like that, obviously.
No, not if you wanted to keep your job in society, you wouldn't say that. Yeah.
Of course not. So that all signs point that was an honest mistake, and, you know, it just stinks that, you know, somebody has to get their whole life and career canceled because of a slip up like that.
And the effects that it has now, because this guy's got kids, his family has to go to school and deal with this stuff now. Now all the black kids are going to be like, is this kid racist now?
He's got a huge label on his head, and so does his family. I think that's what upsets me, is like common sense should prevail in most of these situations, and it unfortunately doesn't.
Agreed. Thank you, Charles. Good show, guys. Appreciate it. Yeah, I feel the same way about the Nick Cannon thing. I don't care. But Nick Cannon's an idiot, and if he wants to, you know, if that's his opinion, then I would imagine that Jewish people and people who don't like Nick Cannon will not support what he does. But he should be able to. I think Nick Cannon, the fact that we even recognize him as a celebrity is ridiculous.
I don't know.
I mean, he was a child star. And then if he didn't marry Mariah Carey, he probably goes away.
Yeah.
You know, because that was the best thing he ever did. And then even that didn't work out. Don't forget
Drumline.
Yeah. Oh, so good.
Yeah. Child star. High school movie. Yeah.
So apparently he did an interview with the Charlotte newspaper yesterday. Oh, my damn dog. Shut up. And he says it was not
an accident.
God damn it. He said it was not an autocorrect error.
It was not.
He said he mistyped it because the U and I are together.
And the R and the T.
Yeah.
So he was not autocorrect. So that makes sense because everybody's saying autocorrect wouldn't do that. It was a typing error. That's Denver's fault for naming their team something that's so close to a bad word.
And I will say, because you can take off the autocorrect so it doesn't give you those suggestive words.
Yeah.
It will go just based on what you type. I have it, obviously, because I'm not a good speller. I need it. But for him, someone who does this and, you know, is probably really good, like a really well speller, good speller, I don't know.
Really well speller.
Yep. Really good speller that he probably, you know, the law,
you got to make the law.
Yeah. Hell yeah, bitch.
By the way, this morning, Carmen told me, she goes, just a heads up, the engineer said there might be some static because we're having astrophysics or something. And I go, what are you talking about?
What?
And she goes, in the sky, there's astrophysics. And I didn't know it. I go, are you talking about atmospheric?
Yes. Yeah.
Astrophysics.
Listen, it was early. I'm setting up the studio. I'm trying to listen to Slater, talk to Galvin, get Bone TV ready. There's a lot going on.
A lot of stuff.
I'm basically doing astrophysics here.
Can I say something I thought I would never say?
No.
What's that?
Kind of miss being in the studio.
Oh, it's a blast in here. Everybody's checking out each other's dongs.
Atmospherics.
I heard open mouth Sally might have the COVID.
I don't know.
Well,
I know that he wasn't there. He wasn't there before, but I don't know whether we'll get
his mouth being open all the time.
Oh.
I saw him put another rap video on Instagram, so he seems like he's fine.
But wait, this is my question, because I just saw a video from Ha, and he's broadcasting from home, but he lives with Miguel.
Yeah.
So, it's like you and Joe.
Me and Joe are socially distanced all the time, Cox executives, when you're listening. So there's no danger here.
Maybe he goes in and out of his window. Doogie Howser's friend. And he, you know.
Vinny Delpino?
Yeah, so he's not going through the house. He's got his door closed, has a towel under there, you know.
I gotcha. So get through. I can't transfer.
Nothing getting to do his open mouth.
Oh, man. Oh, I don't know what's happening. All right. I was thinking about it yesterday. I'm like, maybe it's time to try and get back in there. Get the gang back together.
Get back in here in studio?
Dang.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
See, you got to get out of Joe's room, Gio. Stop sitting on Joe's lap over there.
I got to be honest with you. I think now is probably the worst time.
Yeah.
Now that you have your kids back in school and you're, you know, interacting with them. And so I don't care, but they'll probably say, oh, no. I mean, you already tried to give them the two tests, and they were like, nope, not enough. We need a note from your doctor, and we need your blood type, and who knows?
That's insane. Meanwhile, I'm out there giving out plasma.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm walking around like a superhero. I'm an antibody superhero.
I don't know.
Just go by the CDC.
Forget it, Galvin. I'll stay here.
It's not up to me.
You know, I tried. Galvin shot it down.
Yep. See you guys in 2021. That's our year.
Oh, I don't even think they'd be back then.
Oh, I got an email from Amalie Arena the other day. It was like, are you ready for concerts again? And I'm like, what? Yes. And then they got a whole first quarter of concerts. I'm like, you guys aren't having those concerts. Stop it. There's no way that's going to happen.
I don't think so. I'm looking through my notes to see. Let's see. When will you return? Spanish says in 2 weeks. And that was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Pap said end of October.
Yep.
Mike said September. We are in September. Carmen and Gio both said September, October. Galvin said Pap will actually be back in October. He's the only one. I think we'll be back in October. And Gio said 2 weeks, Gio will be back.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying I'm enjoying doing it this way. Like, I'm used to doing it like this now.
Yeah, it was nice.
What? Why? Be all being home?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you didn't have to shower?
Well, no, you get an extra hour of sleep, because now I have to wake up by 4:30 to, like, get up and drive in to get here on time to set stuff up. Where before, I was literally, I could roll out of bed at 5:45.
I'll tell you, the only problem, you know, because I was coming in here, whether you guys were coming in here or not coming in here. So it's not like it's, oh, you guys are making me come in here. I'm in here. But the only problem that I ever had was Carmen's microphone was bad. That was the only thing. Everything else, I mean, if we didn't tell people, nobody would know that you guys are at home.
No, I listened to it yesterday on the after show, just a replay, and it sounded fine.
And I think because we've been doing it this way for a little while, it's all moving parts are all kind of, you know, in sync. We know exactly what we're doing.
We're finally settled into our...
Yeah, because at first, you know, first week, I'm back here, and I've never run the board before, and I'm like, oh, buttons. I got to push this, and then this happens.
You know what I would like, though, is my chair.
Yeah?
Because this one's hurting my butt.
I feel like
an old lady. I have to put a pillow down first.
I use the other. This isn't Mike's chair.
No, that's not Mike's chair.
Yeah, this is the other one, which this one's fine.
It just lays back. Like, whenever I sit in that chair during the after show, if I sit back, I literally am laying down.
Right, yeah. I'm always forward in this.
That back support is gnarly.
Whee! Astrophysics!
Astrophysics. That's my favorite, I think.
Atmosphere, astrophysics.
What is the word? What is the word? Real word?
Atmosphere.
Mm.
It's in...
Use in a sentence.
Atmosphere is the base of it.
Right.
What's the word?
The signal's getting caught up in the atmosphere.
No.
And it's not getting through.
There is blank interference.
Atmospheric.
Oh!
I don't like it.
Someone graduated.
She doesn't like the way it feels in her mouth.
Yep, nope. Astrophysics, yes. Atmospheric, no.
Wow. Well, okay.
I get it. I just don't like it. So I just make up stuff.
Carmen.
What?
You want to talk about the atmosphere?
Yeah.
Look up in the sky. What do you see?
Well, I'm inside.
The sun, Carmen. The sun.
Oh, I didn't know you like meant just in general.
The sun is what we should all be harnessing for the power And that's what my friend at Super Solar do. You can go to supersolarhome.com, and there you'll get energy efficiency. You'll get affordable solutions to lower and, in some cases, even eliminate the electric bill. They come in there and they will give your roof an evaluation. They'll take into consideration the weather, the shading, the sides of you know, where it sees the sun and what it can do for you. And you can literally be running all of your power from the power of the sun. And the sun is there and the sun's free. You just need to figure out how to harness it. Let my friends at Super Solar Home do that for you. And then when you do that, not only are you going to get an electric bill that is significantly lowered, you're also helping the environment. In some cases, if, depending on how much solar you put up there, you'll get a zero an energy bill at the end of the month. Or in some cases, they'll tell you that they owe you a buck. Call my friend at Super Solar today and have them come out there and give you a free evaluation. You can go to their website, supersolarhome.com, and you can get all the information that you need to right there on the website. And at the end of the year, when you go and do your taxes, they give you a 26% tax cut from the government, and that's because you turned your home to solar. So there's so many reasons to do it. It's 2020. How we're not all mandated to do it, I don't know. You can call them at 813-867-2311. That's 813-867-2311. They're there and waiting for your phone call. Call them up, and it wouldn't harm you at all to just say, okay, have them come on out for free, take a look at my roof, see if it qualifies and what it does, and then I could see how much money I start saving, how much of the environment I can help out. SupersolarHome.com. Another chance for you to win $1,000 is coming up at 10 o'clock, but before that, we'll give you an opportunity. We'll play a little game coming up at the top of the hour. Any ideas we want to play?
We did play Redneck Bingo yesterday.
Good, because I want to play Whose Tweet Is It?
Oh.
Tweet, tweet.
Can we do that?
Maybe. I'll have to see how many I have. I collect them through the week. People not generating a lot of tweets. Everybody's switching over to Instagram.
we may have
to start playing Whose Instagram Is It? I'll hold up a picture.
If we play Whose Tweet, I'd like to bring a listener in for that.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, because I think that's more fun that way.
All right.
All right, we'll play Whose Tweet. We'll do that at the top of the hour. We'll take a quick break. Get on the phone lines now, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. It's the Mike Caldas Show.